Welcome again to our thought for the day in Philemon verses 17 to 19. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day. We thank you for your presence with us, and we thank you now for your word. May our hearts be attentive, and would you show us wondrous truths from it? For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So verses 17 to 19 of the letter to Philemon. So if you consider me a partner, welcome Onesimus as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back, not to mention that you owe me your very self. Well, sometimes when we read of actual events in the Bible, the Holy Spirit will prompt us to see them within them, a picture of our salvation. It's rather like what John calls in his Gospel signs, an actual event pointing beyond itself to a higher and more sublime significance. And so for today's verses in Philemon, we can really see them in two perspectives. In their contemporary perspective, we have the Apostle Paul saying to his brother in Christ Philemon something like, give to your slave Onesimus the same acceptance and the same welcome as you would give me. When you see him, see me. The same reaction you would have had if I had knocked at your door, I want you to give to this slave, the one who is now a dearly loved brother in Christ. But in a gospel perspective, isn't that an illustration of what Jesus Christ has done for all believers? That we are so identified with Jesus that God receives us as he receives his own Son. We are, as Paul puts it elsewhere, accepted in the Beloved, clothed in Christ's righteousness. Onesimus could never have approached Philemon on his own merits. And we certainly cannot approach God with any merit of our own. And the word welcome, verse 17, speaks of being received into the family circle. Paul is asking Philemon to accept a slave into his family. And that is truly remarkable. But how much more remarkable a thing that Jesus asks his Father to accept a guilty sinner like you and me into his family. And then in verse 18, Paul says to Philemon, if Onesimus has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I will pay it. And surely here is but a pale reflection of what Jesus says to his Father when we stand before God on that great day of judgment. If they have done anything wrong or owe you anything, charge it to me. I will pay the price. Indeed, I have already paid the price with my precious blood shed for this dear believer at Calvary. They no longer owe you anything because I paid it fully on the cross. Receive him, receive her as you would receive me. Charge it to me. What a truly wonderful picture of salvation. And it should indeed set our hearts singing for the rest of the day, for the rest of this week, for the rest of our lives, indeed for all eternity. Let's pray. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful picture in this story of Philemon and Onesimus and Paul. Thank you that you have accepted us and accepted the price paid by the Lord Jesus Christ, and all is paid to his account. Lord, we wonder and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.